Senator Roger Kahn. Senator, how are you?
Good. Nice to be on your show. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you being here. I want to talk about your low-income claims bill.
Sure.
Tell us about it.
Well, what we are facing here in the state of Michigan is a change in federal rules that will prohibit the current methods that we use to provide funding for much of Medicaid. And we need to find a broad-based and fiscally responsible substitute, and that's what we aim to do with this bill. Currently, about $400 million this year will be raised by the current methodology, which is being questioned and likely rejected. And so we've put together a bill that will raise the same amount of money, and which will allow us then to pull from the federal government almost $1.2 billion all in, including our $400 million, for supporting the Medicaid program. And that goes to pay for the doctor's fees, the medications that people need, the hospitalization, hospitalizations that people have, outpatient clinics, emergency room visits, ambulance rides for Medicaid people, most of whom tend to be children, women, and, of course, low income.
Well, a lot of folks are saying, oh, my goodness, this is going to raise our insurance rates. We've had a couple of individuals from the insurance business come on and say that same thing. How do you respond to that?
Sure. And that's I'm glad that that question is out there because it deserves the answering. As it sits right now, the current method that we're using increases about 10% per year in costs. This is going to be a capped amount of money that will rise no faster than the medical insurance, medical inflation rate. So it isn't like this is going to be year after year getting bigger. Secondly, the bill has a sunset on it, so that it'll go away and has to be reauthorized if there are concerns about it. And thirdly, if we don't do this and we lose the $1.2 billion from the federal government, sick people are still going to need to be will still be calling ambulances, though they'll be sicker when they get to the hospital, more expensive. And that will fall then into the uncompensated care arena. And uncompensated care, the hospitals don't eat that. They pass that on to in their insured patients. And so, in fact, the numbers that we get are that if we don't do this, insurance rates will go up about somewhere between 2 and 3%. As costs are shifted onto the insured population, as compared to the 1% we have now. Now, that's not intuitively obvious. How could it be cheaper? And the reason why is that the health maintenance organization community, which wouldn't be participating if this all goes away, will be participants and will be paying part of the tax, and that will reduce the amount that the Aetnas and the Blue Crosses of the world will be paying.
All right, this 1% tax would be paid on health care claims in Michigan,
yep.
Excluding
yes.
certain things like Medicare, Federal
yep.
and Vision, all insurance yep. companies and self-funded employer plans in the state would be subject to the tax. It would take effect
right.
on October 1st. A substitute bill plans a January 1 start date. Estimated
right.
revenue is expected to be right around $400 million. Where do we stand as we speak on this bill?
Well, we're now on the draft 5 of the first substitute for it, and there'll likely be between today and next Tuesday another draft. And what these are conversations that we have with the provider community, that's hospitals and nursing homes and insurance companies and people on Medicaid. And the administration, that would be the Treasury Department, Department of Community Health, and they're ongoing. And we believe that we've pretty much got this ready for prime time, and prime time is Tuesday when we will bring this up for a vote, I'm pretty sure.
All right, and this is something that I read that it was kind of being done behind closed doors, but actually you've been talking about this for a while, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we introduced this bill in concert with doing the budget. This bill is part of the budget agreement. This was an agreed part of getting these budgets done at the beginning of June, end of May. And it and some other things are necessary to complete our budget process. And on that process, I'd like to say that Michigan this year produced a historic budget. It is structurally balanced. And not just balanced for this year, it's balanced for next year. The reductions that we saw were and are difficult, but they aren't going to be ongoing. This is it. Michigan has led the nation on and looking at responsible budgeting. We even managed to put some monies away in the rainy day fund, and those monies get used for things that come up during the course of the year that are unexpected, like, for example, we had discussions on if we're going to have a presidential primary, how much that would cost, and where we would get the money to do it. So this bill on the tax for health care claims is part of what we need to do the budget. If we don't do this, well, we got this big hole that we got to fix. We got to go back to, not square one, but it certainly wouldn't be the end of the line. We have to go back to redoing our budget.
All right, Senator Kahn, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.